It's time once again for our monthly conversation with UNC Health Pardee. Speaking today with Dr. Martin Sullivan, a cardiologist with Pardee. Dr. Sullivan, thank you, first of all, for speaking with us today. I appreciate it. You're here today to talk with us about heart health and what people need to know when talking to their providers, correct?
Correct.
So there can be lots of different conditions, I'm sure, related to someone's heart health. Can you talk to us about some of the issues that you see and what you ultimately share with these patients?
Sure. Well, first of all, you know, cardiovascular disease is the number one killer in the United States. And numerically, it's the most important class of illnesses. So taking care of your heart is important. And it's also a field in which there's quite a bit of interaction between our lifestyle, which means what we eat, whether we exercise, how much we weigh, and whether we follow our blood pressure or not, and our state of our heart health. So the first thing that's important in interacting with your physician is to sort of know your numbers. And the numbers you should know is your cholesterol number, because high cholesterol is related to coronary artery disease, mm-hmm. your blood pressure. And we now want people to have a blood pressure that's pretty well controlled, below 130 millimeters on the top of the blood pressure scale. If your blood pressure is higher than that, then that gives you a higher risk of hypertension, coronary artery disease, and stroke. So we certainly want to control our blood pressure. And we can do that both with following a heart-healthy diet with a lot of fruits and vegetables, and also through medications at the direction of your doctor. The other number we want to know is our weight. We want to maintain an ideal body weight. And the other thing we want to know is our family history. Have other people in our families have problems with their heart, either heart attacks, strokes, or heart failure? So know your numbers. That's the first thing. Pay attention to your risk factors, which, again, include not exercising at all, eating the sort of typical American diet with a lot of, you know, fatty foods and fast foods and all that kind of stuff. That's a risk factor. Certainly family history is a risk factor. Smoking cigarettes is a huge risk factor for all these things by a very big amount. So we don't want to smoke. And we want to know our cholesterol number, get that under control, know our blood pressure number, and get that under control.
Talk us through a cardiologist appointment. What should patients expect during an appointment with a cardiologist?
Well, most people end up at the cardiologist after they've seen their family doctor. The family doctor has identified some kind of problem where they need to have further evaluation and management. So most of the time, what the cardiologist is going to do is, first of all, look at your blood pressure. He's going to talk to you about what kind of problems you have. And he's going to examine you, and then he's going to order some tests that it could include an electrocardiogram looking at the rhythm of your heart. I think I would sort of divide up what kind of problems people have into sort of maybe four categories. The first category is people with either high blood pressure or low blood pressure, where they're kind of dizzy, or which is not very common, but it can happen, or people with high blood pressure. And we're going to look at that, make sure there's no underlying causes, and treat that with medications and lifestyle. Second thing that can happen with people is the heart can go fast or slow. And those are things where people might have dizziness or their heart might race or skip. We're going to evaluate the heart rhythm either with an EKG or with a little monitor we put on your chest for a week, and then make determinations of that and either treat it with medications or pacemaker or other intervention potentially. A big thing that people come in for too is chest pain. And the biggest problem there is blockages in the coronary arteries from cholesterol. Mm-hmm. And that's what leads to a heart attack. So people often come in with chest pain. We often evaluate that with either a stress test or a picture of the heart. Sometimes those people need to go and have dye put into the heart and eventually have a stent to open up an artery potentially. And then the other thing people come for is heart failure, where the heart is weak or it's stiff, and the people come in with swelling, shortness of breath, and a lot of difficulty, you know, getting around and exercising. So those are kind of the outline of the general things people come to the cardiologist for and what they might expect in a visit.
We want to remind our listeners we're speaking with Dr. Martin Sullivan, cardiologist with UNC Health Part E. Dr. Sullivan, are there ways patients can prepare for an appointment with a cardiologist?
Well, I think the important thing is, first of all, you know, you want to come with all your records. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to also be able to give a pretty good history of like when the issue started and what they feel like. That's really important. And then, you know, if there's any records they have, to come in with those records. But that's really about it for preparing to come in for a visit.
Do patients only see a cardiologist when there is an issue?
Yeah. Again, most people are referred to the cardiologist from their family doctor, but some people come to the cardiologist with usually pretty appropriate complaints anyways. They have chest pain, they have severe hypertension, their heart races and skips, and they just come straight to the cardiologist. But most people are referred from a primary care doctor where they've been seen and identified with a problem or there's a problem there, and then they get referred to the cardiologist. I think it's also important to sort of monitor what's going on and you know, again, know your numbers, know what your risk is. You know, and if you develop symptoms of chest pain that doesn't go away, chest pain when you exercise, heart racing or skipping a lot, not just a skip beat, but, you know, continuous, or if it races and goes fast for a while, if you have dizziness, if you have shortness of breath, those are things that you should certainly share with your doctor. Mm-hmm. And if your doctor thinks appropriate, that may end up getting you to see the cardiologist.
And you mentioned things like lifestyle and diet, blood pressure and things like that. Are there other specific questions that folks should ask concerning heart health and reducing those risk factors? I think you've hit on a lot of those.
Yeah, certainly. Again, the risk factors are, you know, a diet, and you know, we know the Mediterranean diet, which is fruits, vegetables, olive oil,
yeah,
fish, you know, and stay away from red meat, junk food, fast food, processed food, simple sugars, that kind of a diet. And the more you're into that diet, you know, the more olive oil you eat, the less red meat you eat, the less junk food you eat, the healthier you are, the lower your risk is if you have a problem, and the lower your chances are of getting a problem. So we know that that's pretty clear. And unfortunately, you know, many Americans have a diet where it's, you know, junk food, fast food, all that kind of stuff. And changing your diet and paying attention to your diet and start eating for health to take care of yourself as opposed to just eating for what's the easiest thing to get. That's a really important change for people in their lifestyle. And then staying active, you know, walking, going to the gym, playing a sport, you know, working out, doing some kind of volitional exercise. That's also really important for people. Yeah. And certainly we mentioned, you know, if you're smoking, stop smoking.
Sure. Well, you hit me hard on the red meat thing, but I get it. I get it. And I'm working on less red meat in my diet also. So, Dr. Sullivan, thanks so much for sharing all of this information, truly important information. Before we go, is there anything else you want to make sure our listeners hear before we finish?
Yeah, I would just finish by saying again, heart health is your health. And the good news and the bad news about heart health is you have a lot of responsibility for how it ends up for you. Mm-hmm. The good news is you can control your risk factors. You can follow a heart healthy diet. You can exercise. You can stop smoking. You can know your numbers. If you do all that, your risk can be significantly reduced in conjunction with your doctor. And if your doctor feels it's appropriate, a cardiologist. So that's really important to know about heart health.
That's great information, Dr. Sullivan. Once again, thank you so much for taking the time to share that with us. If you are concerned about your heart health and need to search for a healthcare provider that can help you develop a plan to improve your lifestyle, like those improvements that Dr. Sullivan had been talking, you can find a provider by visiting pardhospital.org.